Keep it fresh, keep it local. Celebrate the heart of a community focal. From veggies to honey, there's so much to see. The Farmer's Market Podcast is the place to be.
Great day, everybody, and welcome to the Farmer's Market Podcast, where we keep it fresh and we keep it local. And today, I got a real treat for you. I am in the barn, but guess what? I'm going to take you on a virtual tour of some of the markets that are happening here in the upstate of South Carolina. And hey, if I forget your market for whatever reason, feel free to comment, send me a message. You know, heck, I'll even put you on the show as a special guest. But without further ado, here are the markets that are happening in the upstate of South Carolina in 2025. Let's kick things off in Abbeville County. Abbeville County Farmers Market is set right in the heart of historic downtown at Livery Stable, 116 Trinity Street. They're open bright and early on Fridays from 7 a.m. to noon, and it's a great place to grab produce, baked goods, and catch up with your neighbors. And over in Calhoun Falls, the Calhoun Falls Farmers Market is open Thursdays from 3 to 7 p.m. at 137 North Tugalo Street. It's a smaller market, but full of heart and hyper-local goods. Anderson County has a solid lineup. The Anderson County Farmers Market at 402 North Murray Avenue is a staple, open Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays from 8 to 1. Rain or shine, they've got you covered, literally, with a covered pavilion. The Belton Farmers Market pops up every third Saturday at 102 Blake Street, a fun mix of growers and makers. Then down in Iva, the Iva Farmers Market runs Fridays and Saturdays from 7 a.m. to noon on East Front Street. Williamston hosts the Palmetto Farmers Market Thursdays from 4 to 7 p.m. on West Main Street. In Gaffney, the Gaffney Station Farmers Market is open Tuesdays and Thursdays, 3 to 6 p.m. and Saturdays from 8 to 1 at 210 West Frederick Street. A great spot to pick up peaches, jams, and maybe even some live music on the weekends. Time for the heavy hitters, Greenville County. This area is packed with vibrant markets. The Fountain Inn Farmers Market at 110 Depot Street runs Saturdays 8 to noon, has great vibes and a family-friendly setting. The Greenville State Farmers Market, open Monday through Saturday from 8 to 6 at 1354 Rutherford Road, is a year-round beast. You can find everything from fruit and plants to sauces and pottery. Then there's the Malden Makers Market, second Tuesday of each month from 5 to 8 p.m. at 101 East Butler Road. Expect handmade goods, local food trucks, and some killer craft vendors. The Simpsonville Farmers Market runs Saturdays from 8 to noon at 118 Northeast Main Street, an easygoing weekend stop with fresh veggies, meats, and baked goods. In downtown Greenville, don't miss the TD Saturday Market, May through October, 8 a.m. to noon, right on Main Street. Think peaches, pastries, coffee, flowers. It's a true weekend ritual. And for those chilly months, check out the Frosty Farmer Winter Market. It's an indoor market at McAllister Square on South Pleasantburg Drive in Greenville. Open Saturdays, January through April, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. You'll still find fresh produce, dairy, meats, and even hot coffee to keep you warm. One of the most celebrated markets in the region is the Traveler's Rest Farmers Market, held Saturdays from May through September at Trailblazer Park. Doors open at 8:30 a.m. and go until noon. It's more than a market. It's a weekly community event with music, chef demos, kids' activities, and seriously fresh produce. And we can't forget Greer Farmers Market. They host seasonal pop-ups at Greer City Park with winter and spring markets on the second Sundays, January through April, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., and weekly Sunday markets May through August. It's a lively, walkable market with tons of community energy. The last stop, Spartanburg County. The Hub City Farmers Market in Spartanburg is held at 498 Howard Street and runs Saturdays from April through December, 8 a.m. till noon. This one's been around for over 20 years and offers food access programs, cooking demos, and a deep connection with local farms. Well, friends, that was a bumper crop of markets that are happening here in the upstate of South Carolina. Do me a favor. If you like this episode and you want to learn more, subscribe, like the episode, share it with a few friends. The more people that know about the Farmers Market Podcast, the more we can get the word out about local farms, farmers, and farmers markets in your area. Until the next time, keep it fresh, keep it local. Straight
strolling through the market, it's a beautiful day. Fresh picked produce just a step away. Meat and dairy from the farm to your plate. Homemade crafts that are truly great. Keep it fresh,
keep it local.
Celebrate the heart of the community, Focal. From veggies to honey, there's so much to see. The Farmers Market Podcast is the place to be. Learn about the farmers and the seeds they sow, the beekeeper's secrets and how gardens grow. Homesteading wisdom, tips galore. Every week, there's always more. Keep it fresh,
keep it local.
Celebrate the heart of a community, Focal. From veggies to honey, there's so much to see. The Farmers Market Podcast is the place to be. The cluck of the chickens, the buzz of the bees, fresh air and sunshine, it's all you need. Connecting with the farmers, the crafters too. Every episode there's something new. Keep it fresh,
keep it local.
Celebrate the heart of a community, Focal. From veggies to honey, there's so much to see. The Farmers Market Podcast is the place to be. So grab your basket and come along. Tune in each week for the freshest song.